You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is Glad Rags. These guys are local. I saw them play at a killer show last year. There's three females and a male. And the song we heard is called 5-HTP, and it's from their new record called Smile. That was released just last spring. There you go. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I was thinking about how long my show's been going on, and it's pretty long. I'm like, oh, God. So I was doing some recall in the car on the way over, thinking, yeah, okay, yeah. I remember coming in around 03. It was the year 2003. And this is at the old station, the old location, which is in the old Student Union building. Okay, so this location just sort of was available to us, I guess, like a year, just over a year ago, year and a few months ago. And yeah, just think about Bryce Dunn. Yeah, he was the station, the music director back then. And I remember doing my demo. Oh boy. Yeah, if you're interested, CITR is always looking for new people to join. And most people have the hopes of getting a show, and I'm sure you'll get one, you know. But you have to put together a demo. Yeah, you have to do a little work, you know. Anyway, so here I am after all those years. What year are we in now? Are we actually 2017? Like, how does that happen? How did I make it this far along the time trajectory? I don't know. Anyways. All right, enough about me lamenting my age and God. Let's move on. So my show is all about Canadian music. That's the deal here. What do I have next? Oh, look at that. Haven't played these guys in a while. The Isotopes. So we're going to hear my favorite song of theirs. It's called Ballad of Ray Ordonez. And this is off their record that was released, when was this? Yeah, okay. December of 2013. And what this is sort of a culmination of their earlier releases, like 7 inches and stuff, on something called The First Four Seasons. Yeah, that's the deal. Now, the Isotopes, if you know nothing about them, are a quote-unquote punk rock baseball band. So their whole theme, everything with these guys is about baseball. And if you like the Ramones, that kind of, pop punk sound, the Isotopes are for you. So when I first heard of these guys, I was like, what? I might like them because I love baseball. And so my first contact with an isotope was Justin Bunnell. He was formerly in the band The spinoffs. I had to think about that. Him and I jammed in a band for a little while there. And I was like, wow, really? You guys have a band about baseball? So long story short is after those years, I don't know what, 3-ish years or whatever, I'm now playing baseball in a league that has a team called the Isotopes. So the Isotopes are playing in the East Van Baseball League. Headed up by one of the Isotopes himself, which would be Evan October, and Justin, of course, Justin Bunnell. We have four commissioners, and the Isotopes are one of five teams that had existed in the first full season, which was this past year. Now, apparently, we're expanding into eight teams, so that's pretty exciting. So it's the most fun I've ever had in my entire life. It's hardball, and I'm on a team called the Stevedores, Strathcona Stevedores. And there you go. Now, I believe we came in last. If I remember. I'd like to not remember that, but we came in last. And the Isotopes, speaking of those guys, didn't do so well themselves anyway, so I don't feel so bad. But anyway, I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to play us the Ballad of Ray Ordonez. And let's take a look here. I'm all set up. Yeah, there you go. All right, keep listening. I'm here until 8 o'clock. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oops, wrong song. Hold on. I can do this. I really can. Okay. All right, let's try that again. This here, finally, is the Ballad of Ray Ordonez. Now, oh, speaking of this song, this is like the first version that they released. They even had a video and everything. This is the one that sort of sold me on the Isotopes. This is their sort of hit, in my opinion. And then they re-released the song on their latest record that was, I don't know, released a year and a half or almost 2 years ago. And I like this first version better. They re-recorded it. I don't know. I don't know why they messed with it. This one's a good one. Here you go. This is the Ballad of Ray Ordonez.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From Parts Unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Cricket. inside you're dreaming. Find yourself all at sea. Never thought they'd let you drown. You'll try to find your feet. Can't believe they cut you down. Can't believe they cut you down.
Ooh, that was good. That right there, folks, is new Steve Adamick. Yeah, the Steve Adamick Band has released a new record. And like the best I can figure, it is a self-titled release because I'm looking at it, but I'm like, he has so many releases out. How is this self-titled? How is like, I don't know, the seventh release self-titled? I don't know. But I don't really see any names on it. And I even went to Discography, Googled it. I guess it's self-titled. On the back, it says Mail, M-A-I-L. But, okay, anyways. So Steve Adamick fronts a band out of Ottawa. There you go. And has been around for a while and plays very good power pop punk. There you go. Very good. All right. Before that, we heard two songs from a local band, Sore Points. These guys are good. They're really good. I have the cassette, actually, and it's called Demo. Big shocker. And we heard two songs. We heard Don't Want To and then Be Alone. Now, Sore Points are comprised of Shane, Trevor on drums, and Mitch. Now, Shane would be Shane Grass. He is omnipresent at What's Up Hot Dog. So they're just a three-piece. I went to a show and they were just wrapping up. So I didn't quite see them, but I've only heard good things about them live. So there you go. All right. My name is Anita B, and it is 6:53. I'm here with you all until 8. And, I've decided to look up the weather. That's what we're going to be all discussing right now. Well, i.e., not really discussing. You listen, I talk. That's how it works. Because I don't really know how to answer the phones. So I won't be having anyone asking anybody to call in. Now, this is what it says here on theweathernetwork.com. It's currently -1. Okay, fair enough. It's really cold. And it's a wet cold, as Vancouver is. So therefore, -1 feels more like -8 or something. But here's what it says. Overnight low, i.e., you know, tomorrow morning, will be like -7. That's very cold for Vancouver. That's gross. So, yeah, but of course, with this cold snap, we have sun, and that's the way it works. Meteorology, folks. So, science. High front. It's a high front. We have a high of -2 tomorrow and sun. Yeah. And then Friday, it's a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 3. And then we hit the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, highs of 5 with, it looks like, a mix of sun and clouds and some sun. So, that's good. Starting Monday, we go back to typical Vancouver weather, which is rain, and the highs of 6, 9, and 8, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But I'm going to be out of here this weekend. I'm leaving like tomorrow night. I'm going back to my home hood. I'm going to hang out in Detroit for the weekend. It should be interesting. So, so it's probably going to be cold there, but we'll see. All right. I like to get out of Vancouver as much as possible. Oh, and speaking of which, I wasn't here. So this is my first show in 4 weeks. My show is every second week, so keep that in mind. So I do this show every second week from 6:30 until 8. And then 2 weeks ago, I was away. I was away in Mexico. I was in Puerto Vallarta. And it was good. It was my first time in Puerto Vallarta. And I guess I'll give you a little review. How does that sound? Okay, so I was there for 6 days, and I stayed in a place called Nuevo Vallarta, which is just north of Puerto Vallarta, like, you know, proper. And it's on a giant bay. Like, the whole bay is quite large. I think it's Mexico's biggest bay. And if so, Nuevo Vallarta, if you are under, you know, 50 and you're not with family and or, you know, you're not like super inactive, I would suggest don't go to Nuevo Vallarta. That's where I went. And I stayed at this like big pimping kind of all-inclusive sort of resort that was like a bunch of families and old people, and I was bored. So, which was fine. I was able to get out and I did stuff every single day. Like I didn't stay at the resort. I almost said on campus, but I didn't stay on the resort because, blech, what's there to do? So I went out every day to different places. I went to, now one of my favorite towns actually is just north of Nuevo Vallarta. So if you're interested, take notes. So a place called Bucerías. Bucerías is a little sort of fishing slash, I don't know, you know, beach town. Not far at all. You could take a cab there, and you should. And there's a beautiful little square, town square, with, you know, your typical street tacos all over the place and lots of market situations happening. You can buy all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of different restaurants, and I ate at one right on the beach, and I had the best view, like right on the beach, of the best sunset, and it was quite spectacular. So Bucerías is awesome. I went there a couple times, as a matter of fact. And everybody kept talking about this place called Sayulita. So that is north of there. So Sayulita is further. It's about a 45-ish minute drive, I suppose, from Nuevo Vallarta. And I don't know. I went there and I, you know, everyone said, oh, it's like this hippie kind of like seaside town. And it's surfing. That's the whole deal. People go there to surf and a lot of like young people and blah, blah. And you know what it was? Like, I mean, I was there between like sort of over the holidays. And the surfing I saw was not really like, I thought it might be like world class, like California type surfing people. It was like just a bunch of newbies trying to surf. So yeah, I didn't really get a huge eye full of hot surfer dudes at all. I got there, I don't know, on the beach by like maybe 11:30, 11-ish or something. Maybe. And by, I want to say like 1, it was like stupid packed, like ridiculously like overpacked. I enjoy crowds. I like to look at people and I like to people watch. I was like, by the end of sort of the afternoon, I was like, get me the hell out of here. Like it was, I've never seen more like umbrellas just like stuck in the sand, like an inch from the next one. And then, ugh, it was gross. And I discovered from overhearing conversations and this and that, that there was like plumbing problems in the town just a couple days prior, i.e. they had no water. And then there was something else that happened with the plumbing. And there are really very few bathrooms. So here's my assessment, is that the town is burgeoning. There's like tons of people coming into this town that's small that can't really support the services. Like they can't support all the people coming in. And it's interesting because I took the bus there. Like just like the city bus, if you want to call it that, or the whatever, state bus. And I almost missed the stop because it was like nothing. And I was like, how do I get to this like Sayulita place? I just kind of, and he was like, just follow the people. And I'm thinking there's like a dirt road. So I did. There's like very no signage. And you go down this like sort of mysterious dirt road. And eventually you get into this area. Like it's not developed, but there's so many people there. It's ridiculous. So I don't know. Sayulita was okay. It was good. You know, it had its town square, and it was quite charming, and it had a lot of stuff to do and eat. The tacos were quite good. But then I did go to Puerto Vallarta for another half of a day or so. That place was huge. I did not know how large Puerto Vallarta was. I really did not. It was like quite a major city. And it's very developed in terms of like there's a giant boardwalk that, I don't know, somebody said it goes for 2 miles or something, and I was just like, this is too much. Like I don't know, it was good though. There's nothing wrong with it. I saw, okay, I did stumble into this open air kind of, I don't know, amphitheater place, and I was like, I hear the Pixies, and I heard this song, what was it, with your feet on the air and your head on the ground, that song, you know. And I was like, whoa, the Pixies. So I was like, oh, I gotta check out this Mexican band playing the Pixies. And I sat down, made a big deal to find a seat and all this. And then I was like, that was the only good song. And then that was my excitement there. All right, that's it. That's my story for today. 7:01. All right. What do we have next? What do I have next? Oh, I do have something set up for us. I've got some Mode Modern. This is a band that's, I guess they like to call themselves gothy or whatever. This EP, I guess, album is called Strange Bruises. It was released, holy moly, already 5 years ago. I can't believe it. The band Mode Modern consists of Philip, what's his last name? Intile? Okay. You got Philip, you got a guy named Clinton. You got Felix Fung, who's really sort of famous locally for doing some quality recordings. You've got Sean Gilhooly and Rebecca Gray. All right. So we're going to hear the song from the title track from Strange Bruises. Yeah. And there you go. My name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now that right there was the Tubuloids. And the Tubuloids have a new record out. This one is called Getting Weird. So it wasn't too long ago, just the other month, I guess, that we had, I had two of the Tubuloids on air with me. I had Teddy on with me and, of course, Rob. So Rob I know through baseball. He's one of my league mates in the East Van Baseball League. He is a Mount Pleasant Murder. Super funny guy. He might be the funniest guy in the league. And super, super nice. Really nice. Very good musician, too. No, I don't have a crush on him. I'm like, oh my God, he's so awesome. No, but anyways, Rob just is a talented person with a good heart. But yeah, he's a killer guitar player, let me tell you. So that was the Tubuloids with the, was that the title track? I think it was. The title track off the record, Getting Weird. Was that Getting Weird? Is it? It's Getting Weird? Oh, no. Hold on. What's wrong with me? That was song 6. Okay. I got to type the right song in here. This song is called Monks on the Loose. That's what we just heard. Monks on the Loose. That's right. Okay. There we go. Now, before the Tubuloids, we heard something from the Toronto band Century Palm with the song New Creation from the album of the same name. That was released just a couple years ago. All right. And the Mode Modern in there before that with Strange Bruises from their record of the same name. All right. The time is 7:13 and we are going to move on and listen to something from put out by Hosehead Records. That would be one of my favorite bands. Actually, it's one of my favorite songs in Canada. You've Got a Hold on Me by the band First Base. These guys are out of Toronto. And yeah, let's listen to this song. You can always find this stuff if you'd like. Just go online. I know, big shocker. Go to their Bandcamp site or just go to the Hosehead Records Bandcamp site. That's really good. You'll find tons of good stuff. You can't go wrong there. All right, so let's see if I've got this all set up. This here, of course, is First Base on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with the song You've Got a Hold on Me.
December 2016, January 2017 issue of Discorder magazine is out now. We managed to record CITR student executive president Shay McConkie's first glimpse at the new issue.
Whoa! That's funny.
Open one up yourself to read interviews with Walgren, poet Adele Barclay, Jakin, Kim Wardle, Dad Thighs, and a guide for playing shows in America, amongst other goodies. Plus, live show reviews of The Body, Hannah Epperson, and album reviews of Monomyth, Daniel Terrence Robertson, and more. Thanks to this issue's advertisers, whom we love dearly, Live Van, Geist, Steam Whistle, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, Mint Records, Nightwood Editions, Audiopile Records, The Astoria Vinyl Records, The Wise Hall, and Jazz Records. Grab a copy around town or read the issue online at discorder.ca. Maybe our best issue ever.
Most likely. I would say, like, high chance of best edition ever. Nobody told me did it on my own.
We'll be right back. your path.
Dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just played love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be high, and I can be high. All I can do is stay up. Back in kids we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing
me
by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man. He was a Rudy suit, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
Ethiopian, and now the world around me beacons moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her. And it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I signed to send the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender, but the letter came back 3 days later. Returned to sender. Damn.
Rocking it, laying the law down, a microphone, talking it, telling it, spelling it out, in block capitals, cardboard boxing, a rap battle, and like dang, diggy, dang, a dang, a dang, diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, a dang, diggy, 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 dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang. Border towns burning, churches with the roof off, searching for purchases, we play fighting, goof off, streets ain't safe, television talking trash, traveling, horseback collecting scars, clocking cash, pocket changes, rocking rages, seeking the heat, straight muscling, hustling, freaking the beat, sharks circling, working bees, buzzing like cell phones, hell knows, yes y'all and assholes and elbows, customized hot rod, fire you should face, funny paper, yeah, money can't buy a good taste, heads popping off, you're an orgasm addict, cock buzzing, supper time, you're having haddock, white rice and vegetables, while Stelly legible, people skills dubious, memory incredible, lemons in rusty cages, dusty pages turning over, calling shots, color commentary, earning clover, tenfold, leaving women wondering, men fooled, struggling, sick in the head like Glenn Gould, like dang, diggy, dang, a dang, a dang, diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, a dang, diggy, 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 dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang.
boycott, don't believe the hype. Shoot the umpire up in the air. The truth rang out like gunfire. Guaranteed, you need Lou Reed and Beefheart. Push the button, burn the house down and restart. Drum sends messages, touched by a golden finger. Midas, beside his head, stuck up the colon sphincter 6 million ways. Household made of glass, edge will look you dead in your face and say, Degas, faceless. The vapors are odorless and tasteless. Silly goose, too stupid to realize you're racist. Motorcycle chain and disdain for the money clippers. Strippers taking time off, wearing fuzzy bunny slippers. Las Vegas war zone, idiots and sundry dummies stumbling. Drooling, the rumbling, a hungry tummy. Zigzagging, crisscrossing, hell's down and heaven's up. Animal noises, the sounds of engines revving up like...
What business are you in?
Dog eats dog, give and take, take and give, and hands that feed a man's gotta make a living. Charcoal barbecue, station wagon, nice dream, selling cigarettes and men's magazines and ice cream. There's all kinds of hunger pains, enzymes, hormones, 500 flavors, hard drugs, pornos. You want it, I got it, low life, high strung. I just wanna watch the game and get fat and die young. I go to church, pay my taxes, smile nice, won't swear, don't understand your needs, and frankly, I don't care. He wants to be a cowboy, she wants to be an actress. I just wanna stash the money under my mattress. Wine and candy, fine and dandy, old and proper unity. Community, be damned to see a golden opportunity. Women with hips and brains that are scrounging for tips and chains. Ships and planes, high heel shoes and whips and chains.
Flashy flash,
watch the birdie.
Trashy trash,
wash the dirty.
Flashy flash,
watch the birdie.
Trashy trash,
wash the dirty. Mail order fantasies, glamour for shipment. Got a good eye for beauty and some camera equipment. My sister's friends call me Mr. Lens, I'm focused. The girl next door becomes a goddess like Hocus Pocus. Studio lights and bondage gear hangs on coat hooks. Descriptions of fetishes written down in some notebooks. The customer's always right, even if you say it's wrong. I don't ask questions and the girls just play along. Venus and furs, black nylon, go-go boots. There's always an exuberant mood on the photo shoots. Handcuffs and harnesses, whatever else it pleases. Plus some 8mm films of some strip teases. Two pretty girls in broad daylight, they might play fight, tie each other up if the pay's right. Senators and next door neighbors, it's a funny biz. Not saying that I like it, it's just where the money is.
Flashy flash,
watch the birdie.
Trashy trash,
wash the dirty.
Flashy flash,
watch the birdie.
Trashy trash,
wash the dirty. Tore up the rule book, flaunting convention. Undaunted, drew some unwanted attention. Weirdos and do-gooders, big shots and minimals. Women with serious problems and criminals. 50,000 names on the mailing list. Estimated, under attack, being tested and investigated. Juvenile delinquency, my ass, what is this shit? Fought by some of the same men that I do business with. They focus on the negatives, treating us like common crooks. I'm an artist, goddammit, they said the same thing about comic books. Who could have guessed it? Created a mob scene. The demand is undeniable, they say it's obscene. Spread eagle, American beauty, stranger and splendid. Major offended, naked as nature intended. Leaves a bad taste in some people's mouths, maybe bitter. Don't want your manure, I'm an entrepreneur, not a babysitter.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water, and never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Ogo pogo, punk! Ogo pogo, punk! Ogo pogo, punk! Ogo pogo, punk!
Let's get it!
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Right there was the Evaporators with the song Ogo Pogo Punk off their new record of the same name. So that's obviously a Mint Records release. And of course, the Evaporators feature good old Nardwuar as the lead singer. And you can listen to Nardwuar's show here every Friday. I believe it's at 3:30. Yeah. He's awesome. Who doesn't love Nardwuar? Nardwuar the Human Serviette. He's been here at CITR since the 80s. Yes, he is. Originally from West Vancouver. And those guys all met in high school. Yeah. All right. There you go. That's Evaporators. And exciting to hear that they have a new record out. They're like one of the best shows you can ever see. Yeah. So go check them out. I'm sure they'll be playing at some point soonish now that they've got some stuff to do. Some, you know, new songs to play. Anyways, it's 7:33. I'm going to need a B. I'm here with you all until 8, and Canadian music is what happens. Now, every once in a while, I throw in a non-Canadian song, as I did just previous to this. So prior to this, we heard two songs from Buck 65. Now, I wanted to hear the second song we played, and I accidentally played the first song, if that makes sense. So we heard Shutter Buggin', that was one I wanted to play, and I accidentally played Dang. So that was off the record Situation, which was released in, the earlier part of the 2000s, I think. Buck 65 is a guy out of Halifax. Yeah, a white guy that does rap. That's how that works itself out. Now, speaking of rap, I played us something from the Far Side from way back in 1992. 92, that song was, my God. Passing Me By. I love that song. That's from the record. Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. Those guys are from California. West Coast rap. There you go. I believe they are. I hope so. I can confirm that. You know, sometimes you think these things and then you're like, wait a second. Am I just believing this or is it truth? All right. Anyways. So there you go. Speaking of the Evaporators, so Mint Records, I'm going to play something from the Smugglers, which is kind of exciting because the Smugglers just played that Lookout Records big party deal thing in, I want to say Berkeley in California. So that was a big deal. Now, the Smugglers reformed just for that one show. That was just like last weekend, I think. I saw a whole bunch of, photos online and whatnot, and it looked just wow. It looked like a great time. God, the Smugglers are so good. Speaking of killer live bands, I was saying that the Evaporators are the best. It's kind of a toss-up, really. The Smugglers are quite awesome. Anyways, they're, of course, on Mint Records as well, and they're all buddies. So, you know, the Evaporators, you have Nardwar. He went to high school with Grant Lawrence. Grant Lawrence being the lead singer. They're a few years apart. Nardwar's, I want to say, like about 3 years older. But they were in the same halls at the same high school. I want to say like West Van Secondary. Yeah. Along with John Carswell and Dave Collins. Yeah. All right. So here we go. Let's see what we got. We've got something from the earlier part of the 2000s. I want to say like 2000. The title track from their record, Rosie. Was this already 2000 or as late as 2000? I thought it was like 04 or something. But apparently not. Okay. So, of course, this is... on Mint Records, as I mentioned previously, and the Smugglers with the song Rosie. Yay. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's coming, I think. Here's the song. There we are.
Okay, Rosie, here's what we're going to do. We're going out bowling. You can have a party, but what is the golden rule around here?
No boys.
Okay, Dad.
It's all right. Have a good time. Come on, Muffin. Let's go. Rock on, girls.
Good night, Mr. Mulligan.
Pull our horizontal pleasures.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
We're just a bus here. Can we buy your drums? I mean, it's hard to get on the guest list. I can't fetch my gum. And a buddy for work. I'm in the chorus, but not a verse. It's good to be here. Straight to smoke. You can't hear the vocals. Do the tune forever. The song titles are mostly inside jokes. That's all it's all. They do a 3 notes. People stay, they go silent. Smoke, get 20 bucks and then go home. Thanks for coming. When the opening band. We need more reverb. When the opening band. It's my BuzzFeed. I'm a favorite band. Gotta give it a college try at the University of DIY. You can get away with a lot when no one shows up. We'll fill up nonsensely and
From 2007, that is Frog Eyes with the song Reform the Countryside. I really like that record. It's from Tears of the Valedictorian. And those guys, Frog Eyes, are out of Victoria. They are still around. They've been around for a while. Kerry Mercer, he's the lead singer. I saw them just in, I want to say the spring. Yeah, they played at the Anza. And it was a good show. There you go. That's Frog Eyes. Now, before Frog Eyes, we had the Beelines. Now, those guys are no longer around, but they have been around for a little while. We heard the title track of their record opening band from a few years back. And I decided to play some, I went over the border to the States. We heard the Riverdales in there with a song, The Beginning of the End, from their record Tarantula. I love that song. That is off one of their latter, was it their latest records or the second latest one? I don't know. I think it was released around 2010 or so. And wait a second, how's it 2017? It feels like that was 4 years ago. Okay. The time is 7:51. McConan is on next with his show Mixed Cassette. And then I'll be back, folks, in 2 more weeks. So I'm looking at my calendar. How does that look? Today is Wednesday the 11th already. I don't know how that happened. But then I'll be back on Wednesday the 25th from 6:30 until 8. And it looks like my friend Ariana is going to come join me. I think that's a go. So join myself and Ariana, and we'll have a good time. She is quite up on her music and she's excited. And I love having company. So if any of my friends are listening and they want to join me on air, it's an open invitation, my friends. Always, always. Okay, so we have a little bit of time left before McConan hits the airwaves. And so I'm going to play us something that's a classic. I love this song. Now, William Shatner. You all know who William Shatner is. And he's still alive. I mean, how's that happening? So William Shatner has survived 2016. He did a cover record, a whole record of covers. I know, back like, I don't know, 12-ish years ago. I don't know, 10 years ago, something like that. It's called Has Been. And anyways, one of the songs that he does is Common People from the band Pulp. Love this song. And he talk sings it. It's pretty hilarious. You can't beat this. Anyways, so this is what we've got coming on next. We've got a little William Shatner covering the English band Pulp. And that's that. So I will see you guys in a couple weeks. And let's hope my plane doesn't crash. That's always my, you know, awesome positive thoughts. Every time I'm on a plane, I think, oh, UA flight 1032. Does that have a crashy ring to it? Does that sound like something I'm going to be reading in the papers, you know? And so far, I've survived everything. But there you go. But I always look at the numbers and I think that. I'm like, oh, does this sound like something that's going to be all over the news tomorrow? Because I really hope not. Okay. Let's listen to William Shatner. And I'll see you all in a few weeks on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I think it's... Here we go.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. Took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flats and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out, they'll tear your insides out. Cause everybody hates a tourist. Cause
everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels to live your life, with no meaning or control.
You're amazed that they exist. And they burn
and they
so
burn
bright
so
while you can only
you
wonder.
Can only wonder why.
rent a flat to buy a shop, cut your hair, get a job, smoke some fags, and play some pool, pretend you never went to school, but still you'll never get it right, cause when you've laid in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall, if you called your dad, he could stop it all, yeah.
Ba-doo-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-doo-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee.